Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this 25th day of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444, corresponding to Sunday the 20th of November 2022. We commence with the Islamic economic indicators for today. The Zakat Nisab is 7,300 rand, the Mahar of Fatimi is 18,300 rand, and the minimum Mahar is 370 rand. We say Alhamdulillah wa Shukrulillah. We also thank Mufti Sahib as well as the directors and the sound engineers of the various radio stations, and especially you, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba Online. And the program is broadcasted from Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah from Johannesburg, and simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Strand as well as on Radio Al Ansar. We commence by welcoming Mufti Sahib onto the program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan once again for joining us.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afizwadi. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, we turn to the Qur'an Kareem, Surah number 66, Surah Tahrim, Ayah number 6. The ayah which commences with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum until the end. Mufti Sahib, what's the translation and what's the message from this ayah?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the noble Quran, there are 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 ruku and sections. So we place our focus now on chapter 66, Surah Tahrim, and verse number 6. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith. 89 different places Almighty Allah has mentioned this phrase. Why? Because this iman is the inspiration, the motivating force. Therefore, you will not find a single verse where Almighty Allah states, Ya ayyuhallazina aslamu, O Muslims. Once the iman is there, the faith is there, the inner recesses, in the inner recesses of our heart, that will motivate us and Islam will become manifest. Every one of us has a responsibility. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your children, your family, grandchildren, all come in there from the fire. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encapsulated it, expounded on it, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya. Every one of you is a shepherd, and you will be questioned regarding your flock, the teacher and his students, the employer and his employees, the mother with her children, the father with the children, and the husband with his wife. So you broaden the scope all the time. So وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. Remember, the fuel of the fire is people and the stones. So the people who are idol worshippers and so forth, remember, they go into Jahannam, Allah forbid, and the idols. The idols will not feel any pain, but their sadness, grief will increase. They will say they pinned their hopes on these idols, but came to no avail. And there they are, the angels, powerful, strong angels. La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum. Remember, the angels never disobey Almighty Allah. Wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. And they carry out exactly what the commandments of Almighty Allah Jalla wala'a.
Mufti Sahib, Dadi says that ants in the home is a sign of jadu. Mufti Sahib, is there any truth in this?
Remember our Dadima and Dada and Nana and Nani. So those of you who don't know this terminology, it refers to our paternal, maternal grandparents. You see, majority of us Indians, so we came from India 160 years ago, 150, 120, 100 years ago. So they brought one Lal Kitab with, one Red Kitab also, from Chakmalpur, Mirzapur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, Kolvatpur. So all these poors, they brought certain things, what you see. And there, lot of fairy tales and all these things. So one of the fairy tales is this. Every house, second house, you will find some ant. In a masjid also, you will find ants. So what will you say? Every masjid, second masjid, there's some jadu going on. Jadu means witchcraft and sihr and so forth. So that has no real reality or authenticity as far as Islam goes. Yes, remember that one day I mentioned this on the air, and then a person replied to me the same day or the next day and said, "Man, my maid also couldn't believe it, non-Muslim maid, domestic." So those of you who have ant problems in your houses, in your shops or wherever, read Surah 27, chapter 27, that is Surah Namal, the ant, and verse number 18, 1-8, chapter 27, verse 18. You see Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, they call him King Solomon also. After reconstructing Majidul Aqsa, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai, he recited the following dua, chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi Habali Mulkalla Yambaghi Liahadim Mimbadi. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me a magnificent kingdom. You're not going to give anybody after me. Innaka antal wahab. You are the best of giver, ya Allah. Fa'a'tahu iya. Allah Jalla wa'ala granted him. So he had authority over the jinn, over the wind, over the ants. Now he's coming with his entourage. This tiny little creation the ants are seeing. So one ant spoke. قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم. One ant said, oh ants, get away back into your hole, into your houses. لا يحتمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. It must not happen, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army and entourage, they'll just trample us and they won't even know. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam heard what that ant said. فَتَبَصَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. First he smiled and then he laughed. Then he thanked Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Chapter number 27, verse 18 and then 19 after that. So write down this verse and this chapter number, chapter 27, verse 18, and then place it in your house, in your shop, in conspicuous places. Inshallah, all the ants will disappear. And read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Ya Uqba, addressing Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, the sahabi, la yata'awwadu ahadun bimithlihima. The most powerful ta'weez is Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. That's the most powerful form, that of protection, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, currently the focus of many locally, nationally, globally is on Qatar. There's a fever that's running very, very high. Many are saying that their husbands and children are only focusing on Qatar.
Yes, you must remember that Qatar is now the focus of the world, even Muslim and non-Muslim and so forth. So what do we have to say about the World Cup and so forth? Today, so many people were sending me messages, you know, on my WhatsApp and so forth. So they said that, see what Qatar is doing. That Qatar got the Quran Sharif reading there. Then they got the Qibla direction. And they invited Zakir Naik to preach. And many people already embraced Islam. And they will have the Adhan and all that at the stadiums. And, you know, isn't all this good? So you see, the problem with all this is what? We need to understand the noble Quran. We need to understand the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Islam properly. Today, this ummah, internationally, globally, what has happened is this. I'll first give you a poem and then just so it'll make it easy for you to understand. The Shair, the poet says, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi, Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi razi rahe Rahman bhi khush rahe Shaitan bhi. So the person say he went to the Ganges River also and performed pilgrimage. Then he went to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, he performed Hajj and pilgrimage. So he pleases Allah also in the figment of his imagination, and he pleases Satan, Lucifer. 100% Lucifer, Shaitan, Aulad and Iblis, all of them will be happy. Almighty Allah will never be pleased with that. Why? Almighty Allah commanded each one of us, Surah 2, Chapter 2, and verse number 208. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa. A iman walo, oh you believe, enter into Islam in its entirety. Enter into Islam in its totality. There's no pick and choose in Islam. This I like, then I'll practice. This I don't like, or it's difficult, I'll just omit it. Nay, this picking and choosing and trying to please Allah and simultaneously pleasing Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan. Quran says in the same verse, chapter 2, verse 208, وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا خُطُوَاتِ Shaitan. That do not follow in the footsteps of the Satan and Lucifer. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubin. He is your open enemy. So now the people going to watch the matches. Now to look at the size of people is permissible, I'm asking. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innal fakhida awra. That the thigh is part of the awra. It must be covered for the men, obviously. For the woman, obviously, it's compulsory. Second one, that everything else associated before the match, after the match. Do you know amount of alcohol? The biggest liquor store, alcohol store you will find in Qatar now currently in the world. The amount of zina, fornication, adultery, the gay brigade are also gate crashing. Few things they did good, we don't say no. That today or yesterday the plane from Germany came and they had a gay logo and they said this plane is not allowed to land here, it must go back. So they went back some other airport and they went there and they changed the plane or the logo and what have you, and then they came. So that's good they did, but that does not justify all the other haram activities that is taking place. You Muslim, I'm asking you, what does Quran say regarding alcohol, gambling? وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verses 1991. Allah speaks about alcohol, gambling being haram. Of the multi reasons mentioned in Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, Allah poses the question. It prevents you from remembering Allah, prevents you from reading, performing your salat on time. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you abstain? Will you refrain? Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu and other sahaba, they shouted, intahayna, intahayna. See my brother, as a brother to you I'm telling you, my sister, my children, Cricket World Cup came and is gone. What did you benefit? Show me one benefit. Your team won, then you got happy. Your team lost, you got so upset, you start swearing your wife and your children, your clients and whoever else, you're in a bad mood. So, but you benefited zero. So therefore, come to your senses. Life is very short. So don't kill time and waste time. Allah gave us this container. Fill it with zamzam, with good deeds. Don't fill it with urine, alcohol and haram actions. So remember, that is our message. Today World Cup is starting 6 o'clock South African time. Every newspaper, every news media will carry that out. What should you do, Muslim? Say, Ya Allah, the man, I'm going to the masjid, Ya Allah. I will sit in the masjid, read Quran Sharif. I'll make dua. And you, the women, sit at home, read Quran Sharif, make dua, all that. So what do you want to get carried away with all this? Don't you see how the Muslim Ummah is suffering today? Don't you see what's happening in South Africa? Friday, they entered our masjid here in Johannesburg. So the crooks entered there 15 minutes, 10 minutes before Adhan, and they stole the cell phones and money right inside the mosque of Muswalla in Plain Street and Small Street. So they came in right in our place of worship, they're in our houses everywhere. Then we start wondering what is happening. So remember action and reaction. Ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Habib Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala states, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took my hand with his own Mubarak hand and said, Ya Abu Huraira, you must learn this, teach it to others also. Five advices, I'll just give you one. The first one, ittaqil maharim, stay away from haram places, haram speech, haram actions, then you will be the most pious of people. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. So may Almighty Allah guide us all, but don't get carried away with all this World Cup and this, the Cricket World Cup and Soccer World Cup and Rugby World Cup and Shaitan Cup. We as Muslims, through Muslims, we must stay away from all these haram activities. Just putting one, two signs of Islam here and there does not make it halal and does not make it permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to delay the janazah for a day or more?
Remember what happened in Pakistan is very, very unfortunate. I studied there. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawarullah Marqadahu, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, 1950-51, he started the Darul Uloom there. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah passes away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. And then Mufti Rafi Usmani, so he ran the Darul Uloom for 45-46 years. For all that, you must give him credit. If you know Mufti Rafi Sahib, because we studied there, we heard so many of his lectures and so forth. So he led a life, a well-organized life. He never liked, we must do things ghair tartib, you know, disorganized and sloppy and that. His aim was always fulfill your duty with beauty and so forth and so on. So Friday night he passes away after Isha and so forth. Now his son was in England. He only got one son, Maulvi Zubair, when I was studying there in the 70s. So he was a very, very young boy. So now they spoke to him, Mufti Taqi Sahib and them spoke to him and told him, we want the janazah that must be done now, Saturday. So he said, no, that I must be there present and so forth. So Friday night went, whole Saturday went, whole Saturday night went, and then today, this morning, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever time, the news I got first was 9 o'clock janazah, then second news I got was 11 o'clock. Allah alone knows exactly what time. So was that permissible? Definitely not permissible. What he did is a great disservice, this Maulvi Zubair. What he did is a great disservice to Islam. And remember, for the Mufti Azam, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, for this to happen, now this will open the doors for 101 fitnas now. People will keep the bodies and say, this uncle is coming and this auntie is coming and this one is coming from Dubai and this one is coming from Europe and where. So we'll keep the body 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Your Mufti Azam did so. You see the unintended consequences. Today, while giving dars, while giving lesson, Mufti Taqi Usmani, one of the students, sent a message. I got the message on my phone somewhere. So he says, Ustad ji ne farmaya, Mufti Taqi Sahib said, mujhe do ranj hai, do cheezo par sadma hai. I am so sad today. One is my beloved brother, 7 years or elder than me, Mufti Rafi Sahib, has passed away. And remember that they, you know, the love and that they had was remarkable, you know, for the gap is 7 years, but you know, you will think that over that 70, 75 years they were together, so you know, when since the time they became baligh and so forth, that, but they showed that great love and unity. We must give due to them for that. And he says, on that, I'm very sad my beloved brother passed away. But mujhe is par bhi sadma aur afsos hai. On this also, I'm very, very, you understand, sad. We had to delay the janaza so long, and the coffin and everything, the janaza and dafan and so forth. So obviously, even he knows better than us, is not permissible and so forth. But the damage is done. So therefore, for anybody to use that as a dalil, as evidence, totally unacceptable. What did he, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your father, mother, your husband, wife, child, brother, sibling, whoever passes away, make ta'ajil, make haste. Why must we make haste, Ya Rasulullah? If that person is a better person, you're taking him to a better place. He's a good Muslim and so forth. Take him to the better place and so forth. Qaddimuni, qaddimuni. The mayit is saying, take me, take me, take me. There's different thing that me and you don't hear that. And if he's a bad person, that he died on kufr or blasphemy or shirk or, you know, or on polytheism, on nifaq and hypocrisy, it was just lip service to Islam, the heart was devoid of it, then putting him away from you, get rid of him as soon as possible. Why keep the person? So that are the words of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So very, very unfortunate what happened there in Pakistan and Karachi. Anyway, we make dua for Mufti Rafisab and all the people, Muslims who pass away throughout the world, whether we know them or not. He's buried right next to his father. And remember, as I told you, Mufti Sahib passed away, Mufti Muhammad Shafi, the author of Ma'ariful Quran, in 76. So from then till now, he was running the Darul Uloom. Now Mufti Taqi Sahib will become the principal. He is the Sheikhul Hadith and Grand Mufti. He'll become of Pakistan and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala grant them sabr, grant Mufti Rafi Usmani, Rahimahullah, Jannatul Firdaus, and forgive all his sins and mistakes. We all commit sins, we all make mistakes, but we should take lesson from this and don't justify the delaying of janaza. Definitely not permissible, and this is according to all four schools. Remember that we must never look for loopholes. This is loophole they're looking for, not acceptable in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for males to wear chains made of pure silver?
Definitely haram. You mustn't become a baila. You know, in our Meman language, we got one word. And that a person come to our house or come to the shop or wherever, and he got like bracelets on. It looks like bangles, you know. Then he got chain on. They say, bah, then maybe got earring also on. I see youngsters today with earring. They come to the masjid also. So I asked him, Ba, you became a baila or what? You also, you forgot your gender or what? You understood? So you don't know Allah created Adam and Eve. Allah didn't create Adam and Steve, you know. What, you want to behave like a woman? So show your manliness. We are men. So you must, therefore, we keep the big, big beard. You go to the Kruger Park and you see the lion. Did you see the mane of the lion, the big beard he got? That lion sleeps 20, 21 hours a day, if you know anything about lions. When he wakes up, he looks with one eye first. Then he opens the second eye. He say, I'm feeling a little bit hungry now. Let me see who I can catch. And when he sets his eye on somebody, then we saw all this in real life, how he darts towards the prey. And then you must know the lion is roaring. The King of England came to South Africa. 3 days he spent at the Kruger Park. He couldn't see one lion. So the caption in the newspaper, the King of the jungle don't want to see the King of England, you see. So that is what we must become. We must become the lions. We must become the people who have no fear for people. We have fear for Almighty Allah, love for Almighty Allah, love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Become bailas and we look like human, behave like human. A water pistol come, our huzu breaks and all that. So remember that is haram in Islam. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La anallahu mutashabbihin wal mutashabbihat. Open Tirmidhi, Mustad Ahmad. The men who imitate women, Allah's curse is on them. The women who imitate men. Now look at our Muslim woman, leave non-Muslim. The woman, I don't say all, obviously. Some of them, they cut their hair. From the back, you don't know is Eve or is Steve. They wear top and jeans and all these things here. From the back, if you look, you'll think 100% is a male. But they want to behave just like the man also, you know. And maybe she is wearing the pants in the house. We don't know, you know, and this type of thing. Story time, officer. So one wife asked one husband, you love me, my husband, my darling? He said, I love you the most. So the wife was a sharpshooter. So she told her husband, prove it to me. Say it loud, the world must hear that you love me. So the husband came to her ear and he whispered in his ear, oh, my poppy, my sweetheart, my darling, I love you. So the wife said, I told you must say loudly, the whole world must hear. So the husband was a better sharpshooter, and he told his wife, but you are my world. How's that for you husbands, you see? So that is rather spend quality time with your wife and children than watching Shaitan Cup and World Cup.
Permissible in the state of ihram for the males to wear the secret socks.
Remember, for the men in the state of ihram, the feet, the entire foot, everything must be open. And you can't wear normal socks, you can't wear secret socks, you can't wear khuf, you can't wear leather socks. All that not permissible whilst you are in the state of ihram. Remember that nicely, you men. Yes, if you got a problem with your foot, you have to wear, you know, khuf or leather sock, or you have to wear the normal socks or whatever because of health reasons and so forth and so on. So remember that in that case, after your umrah is finished, then there in Makkah Mukarramah, you slaughter a goat or a sheep, because that will be damul jinaya. You have violated the laws of ihram, and therefore that will become compulsory in Makkah. For the women, remember, is wajib, compulsory for you. Once you go to the haram and so forth, you must wear the ihram, you must wear the socks and stockings. Not only in Makkah, Medina, anywhere in the world, once you ladies go out of your house and so forth, according to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, it's compulsory for women to wear the socks or stockings, and the Dalil evidence is very strong. The Quran Sharif states, Surah 24, verse 31, وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَا بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. You must not stamp your feet so that you attract attention. People, the ladies walk with their high heels. Tick-tock, tock-tick, tick-tock, all that. Even the old man starts looking there. Some old men are not cold, you know. They're wondering what's happening now. Allah called the feet zina, the beauty, adornment, and that is according to majority scholars. For you Hanafi women, remember that when you go out, you're going there to the hospital to visit the sick auntie or whatever. So it's not compulsory that you wear stockings or socks, but we'll say it's mustahab and desirable. But in the haram, in Makkah, you must wear socks. It's compulsory for you. Why is compulsory? You know the crowd is so big. You're all performing tawaf, umrah, whatever. So then your feet are going to touch that strange man. That strange man is going to touch your feet. Do you know what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif? Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. What is the haram? Haram means the 3M, M3. You'll know BMW, M3 and 3M. You'll know better than me all these things. So this is a hint and a clue for you to remember. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. That constitutes the haram. Arafat, Taif, Jeddah, all that is excluded. Tan'im, all that excluded. So Almighty Allah states, in the haram area, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That whoever makes intention of deviation and zulam, oppression, transgression, just near an intention, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, we will unleash and let that person taste a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Allah mahfadna, mean Allah protect us. Now imagine you, my sister, you are now performing your umrah, and now your feet are open. You say, no, Hanafi say not compulsory. Now you going around, and that man touches you. You touch the man, skin to skin. It happens because the crowd is big. Now who is to blame, I'm asking you? You're desecrating the sanctity of the haram. That is the most sacred place and spot on this earth. Therefore, you Hanafi ladies, remember, you must wear stockings and socks, more so when you go for tawaf and so forth to the haram sharif, because you must not allow a strange man to touch any part of your body, and you're allowing him to touch you whilst you're right by the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. So be very careful, my sisters. See, I give you one hadith in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tafala tujaha al-qibla, jaa yawm al-qiyamah wa tafluhu bayna ayni. The hadith is sahih. Even Sheikh Albani said it's sahih. I mentioned this, so the Salafi characters in it. So you must remember, when a person spits in the direction of the Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah, tomorrow on the day of justice, that person will come and the saliva will be stuck on his forehead between his eyes. Why? He showed disrespect to the Baytullah. You desecrated the sanctity of the Haram. So when you're not going to wear socks and all that, are you not desecrating the Haram? So mothers, sisters, please, it's your Umrah. I don't want you to perform an Umrah. I want you to perform a quality Umrah. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khudu anni manasikakum. Don't just perform haphazardly your Umrah and your Hajj. Take from me your actions of Umrah and Hajj and fulfill your duty with beauty. Today, in Khanka Sheikh Zakaria, our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Mufti Riza Al-Aqsa's Majlis, so I spoke of Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Zakaria Sheikhul Hadith Nawar Allah Marqadahu. I said, Ham Talaba, Jaysay, students like us and people who know Arabic and so forth, you should be buying and procuring the copy Juz'u Hajjatil Wida wa Umratin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masterpiece, one of the best books you will find regarding Hajj and Umrah. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakaria Nawar Allah Marqadahu, wrote that book in 3 nights, 3 days. And Mawlana Abdul Rahim Mutala Sahab Day in Zambia Chipata told me this personally. Hazrat used to sleep 1-2 hours at night and get busy, and he used to dictate and write and so forth. Imagine, then the book is translated in Urdu. So I have both Urdu and Arabic, mashallah. So what a masterpiece it is. So each one of us, when we in Haramain Sharifain, show utmost love and show utmost respect. That is minimum requirement from us. Allahumma ahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allahumma tahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin al-muhtallin. Allahumma ahfaz masajidana kullaha fil alami kullihi ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, liberate Majidul Aqsa from the Zionist apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, protect all our masajid, musallas throughout the world. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Already 30 minutes into this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. We'll be with you right until 4 o'clock this afternoon.